He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I am Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Thursday, April 2nd, and today I caught up with right tackle Eric Winston. Now, Eric Winston is proof that some of the smartest guys on a football team are on your offensive line. Not only did he give me long, thoughtful answers about the Texans' preseason games, and most especially their Monday night football matchup against the Minnesota Vikings, he also talked about how the O-line is going to progress next season. Now, this O-line started all 16 games together last season, and they're returning the same group of guys. And they're also expecting a big step forward from Dwayne Brown, the rookie who is starting at the left tackle spot. Now, here's Eric Winston talking about his offseason, his ideas for the Texans in the draft, and his expectations for the 2009 season. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is tackle Eric Winston. All right, Eric, the offseason is winding down, but talk to us about what you did during this break.
I had a big offseason. A lot of relaxing. I got married, had a nice honeymoon, and I just took some vacation, took some off time, spent some time with my daughter, and just do all the things that you can't really do in the off season. You know, go to all the sporting events on the weekends, the basketball games and whatnot. But it's been a lot of fun. I've had a blast, and I'm just kind of ready to get back into it now.
Now, did you follow the Texans' off-season moves during that time?
Oh, sure. You know, you're always hitting on the site, hitting on some of the NFL sites to see what everyone else is doing, staying into it a little bit. And it's exciting. You know, I think we picked up some good guys. And, the draft's coming up. And, with the way we've drafted in the previous years, I think we're going to have some more contributors this year.
The 2006 draft class that you were part of is probably one of the best in the last few years. I mean, you have three Pro Bowlers already in that class. How much do you follow the draft and the pre-draft talk?
Well, I think as the further you move away from college, you end up not following as much. But, I try to stay into it, especially the first-round guys and whatnot. And, it's a lot of fun just knowing about the NFL. And when you're in it, you know the guys on the other team and what other teams need. And you hear the analysts saying, oh, they're going to take them. You know there's no way they're going to take that guy. But it's fun. I enjoy it. Some guys like to get away. I like to kind of stay into it.
Do you ever go through mock drafts?
Oh, sure. I like to see them on ESPN, see what they got us picking or see whoever's picking. And it's a lot of fun. Like I said, I'm a football guy. I like staying in the game. I like being around it. And, all the draft and the way the season and schedule is set up now that it never really goes away. So it's not that bad.
Actually, people start mocking drafts right after the draft. I noticed that last year.
Oh, yeah. I think if you probably look up, you can put class of 2010 mock drafts, and they probably got those up already. So it's something that I think the NFL's really created a beast in a sense of that. They probably got high school drafts coming out now, like class of 2013. But it's a good thing. I think it keeps the awareness up of the game even through the off season. And when the season rolls around, I think the fans are even that much more excited.
Well, now you're working out, getting ready for the off-season program that starts on April 6th. What do you think about this new workout program that Ray Wright has installed?
Well, Ray's definitely putting his own stamp on things. Of course, the base, I think, is pretty much the same. But there's a lot of different things we're doing. There's a lot more movements that we're doing, that the runs are going to be different. I think it's going to be a little bit more fun. I think it's going to be competitive. I think guys are going to really push each other and get after each other. I'm excited to get started. He's definitely been spending some time and thinking about, hey, how do I want to approach this and what's best for the guys? And you can really tell that he's doing that. And that's exciting because, the coaches are really there working for us, helping us get better.
Well, I don't know if he's told you this, but he's also going to offer some yoga classes. How popular do you think those will be?
It'll be real popular with me. That's the one thing I kind of been doing to stay in shape during the offseason. I stayed away from the weights a little bit, give time for my muscles to stretch, but I needed to really stretch out. And I've been doing yoga probably 2 or 3 times a week throughout the offseason ever since the season ended. And I'm excited about that because that's something that, you can't always schedule it right with the workouts. And maybe if in the afternoon or something like that, we can get those going. I think a lot of guys would like that.
All right, well, the offensive line started all 16 games together. You guys are returning the same guys. Talk about that continuity and how that will help you.
Well, an offensive line is critical. Our whole scheme is based on making calls and knowing what the guy next to you is going to do. So when you have a chance to really be able to speak without really speaking, in a sense, it just makes things move that much smoother. It's going to open that many more holes. keep Matt protected, let Andre catch those balls. And that's exciting because I know Mike Raisel is going to be right next to me. I know Chris is going to be making the calls. And I know Chester and Dwayne are going to be over there doing their thing. So, you know, anytime you can keep the same guys around you and have another year and just that much more experience in the same offense, it's going to make a big difference.
You talk about keeping Matt protected. You know, Dwayne Brown really will take probably a huge step between his rookie year and his second year. And talk about the pass protection that you think, how that will improve in Dwayne's second year.
Well, I think that's where you make your big step. I mean, you know, if you're doing things right in the offseason, you're working hard, that's where you make a big step. It was a big step for me. And I think you're that much more confident going into everything, going into OTAs, going into the two-a-days, going into the preseason, and how to handle yourself and how to go about everything. With that confidence, you're able to work on things. You're not so worried about winning a spot. And that might sound bad, but in the way that if you know the spot's yours, you know you can work on those little things. You're not afraid of getting beat trying to do something that, hey, you might have never done before because you're too worried about keeping your spot. Those are things that allow you to go out there. If you're a true veteran, a true player, you go out there and you do those little things that, hey, once you get good at those, you can incorporate that into part of your game. And that's when you really become good, is when you can do two, three, four different things to a defensive end and really keep them off balance.
Talk about getting good. You were recognized as probably one of the top right tackles in the league. What do you need to do to be a Pro Bowler? Because it's hard to be an offensive lineman and make it to the Pro Bowl.
We probably need to go to the playoffs, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, it's the offensive line is one of those positions where it's hard to keep stats on anything. And there's no official stats really kept in to begin with. So it's a thing, I think, where, you know, if your team does good, it's usually because your offensive line, and that's who the guys usually go. And it should be like that. If we get to the playoffs, and, you know, I've done a good enough job, or, you know, some accolades come my way, or whatever, you know, I think that'll naturally happen. But I think it's up to me. I don't think it's anybody's fault or anything. I don't think I've been playing good enough where, oh, they're just shunning me because we're not good enough. You know, I got to play better. I got to be better in the run game, be a better leader, be a better pass blocker. And I think those are naturally come. And it's one of those things where I'm just going into my fourth year. And, you know, if you can get your foot in the door and keep it open, usually you can go a lot more time. So it almost seems like going the first time is the hardest. So somehow I can sneak in there. Maybe I got to lobby coach to play a little bit more left tackle or something. But if I can just get my foot in the door and I think get on those big games and play well in big games. And that's a key too. You know, never hurts when John Madden comes out and says your name and shows everyone what kind of hole you opened up. So, you know, all those things got to fall into place during a season, and you play well, you do your thing, and whether you go or not, you help your team win, and that's really, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Well, the Texans' first big game will actually be in the preseason. You guys play on Monday Night Football against Minnesota Vikings. It's going to be a lot of drama because, of course, we'll see Sage Rosenfels, former quarterback.
Yeah, I was actually out with Sage the other night, and when the preseason schedule just came out, I slapped him, like, we're going to see you at the third game, and he started laughing. And, you know, that's great. You know, it's something that adds to the preseason. The third game is a big game, and there's no doubt about it. People that follow football closely know that third preseason game, that's an indicator on how your season's going to go, how good you'll be. I think it's going to be great for the whole team. You know, Minnesota's got a great defensive line. Dwayne's going to be tested over there again with Green. He's going to get us another shot. I think we're going to get a shot in the middle with the Williams brother, you know, the Williams guys. You know, on my side, you got Ray Edwards, who had a great year. Their linebackers, everything about their defense is great. Adrian Peterson's going to be great for our run defense to really step up and try to make a statement for three or four quarters, however long they want to play us. So it's going to be, I think that's a perfect team to play against in the preseason because it's going to test so many facets of our game and of our team's game, and we got to come and rise to the occasion and prepare for that. And I think hopefully that will help us prepare to go into the, you know, week one and start where we need to.
And it's on Monday Night Football. That makes it even better.
That's what it's all about, right? Monday Night Football. And hopefully we'll have another Monday Night game, too, later on in the season. And a Thursday Night game and a Sunday Night game. Hopefully we'll get on prime time and really be able to show America what we can do and who we are and what we've become so far these last 4 years.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Eric.
All right. Thank you.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Friday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.